You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thanks very much. Welcome back. We've got our Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series coming up at 8:30, but first, talk a little bit more about Super Bowl, S-O-U-P, Herbal, with all the great restaurants taking part. Bay Family Restaurant, one of my favorite places in the world, just dropped by. How you doing?
Josh, who is the owner of Bay Family, and I go there often, your service is great, and your food is the best. And you're kind of known for your soup. I do want to say, I think a lot of people will be taking soup, like you got quarts of, what is this, chicken dumpling?
Chicken dumpling.
Oh, my God, that looks so good. So tell us, you're in Super Bowl?
Yeah, this is our fifth year with Super Bowl. Usually we're one of the top donations throughout the week.
Appreciate that.
You guys have such a great business there. You know why? Because it's just good food, good service, good quality food, and it's not like overly expensive like some places I've gotten.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we're almost on 70 years that we've been there. So.
Really? How many Upers do you guys get there on a Saturday? Be honest with me.
Very many.
Isn't that something? Yeah. That is like the Upers headquarters, and I'll tell you why. Because when we used to come to Green Bay when I was a little kid for exhibition, and we'd get to go to the charity Bishop's charity game, and we'd stay at a little place on Velp, Devroy's Motel, which is out of existence now, and we would always go to Bay Family Restaurant, and we would see about 10 people we knew from the UP would be in the exact same place, and that's always continued, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, yep, and many of our employees are actually from the UP, too.
No kidding.
Yep, yep. Wow.
That is like just a comfortable, welcoming place for people from the UP when they come there.
And the other thing that you have is it's local people. I mean, you're always busy. I mean, really.
We are, yeah, throughout the morning, a lot of locals. Weekends, same thing.
And what are your hours? Because you have dinner there, too.
We are open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
You know, even when my granddaughters were in town, they stayed with me here where I stay downtown Green Bay, and we said, hey, Grandpa, can we go for breakfast? I said, I'm going to take you to a great breakfast place. And they were thinking like IHOP or whatever like that, and I took them there, and it was fantastic.
It is. Great. And they got great omelets.
Yes, and the waitress called them hun.
Oh, yeah, your waitresses are good.
Would you like some more juice, hun?
Yeah. And just thanks for being that business, because even when some national politicians would come in, you know, they wanted to go to something local, and yours is the place. Good place, and I've campaigned there a million times. Just thanks for having that business. You didn't change
and keeping
with the
it alive.
Times. Right. Because that's a tough business you're in.
It is, definitely. Make sure everybody stops by and tries our soup.
Absolutely. Grab that soup there. You have great soup. Everything else, too. So.
Are you a Bohemian?
I'm not.
Oh. Because Bohemians go crazy over dumpling soup, I know.
All right.
Chicken dumpling. I know you got to run.
All right. Bay Family Restaurant, Military and 9th. Great place. Easy parking. Great service. What's your hours one more time, Josh?
6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sunday.
All right. That's awesome. You're open that early.
Yeah. And all day. You know, you can go
there anytime.
And
breakfast all day, right?
Yeah. Breakfast all day.
Which is cool. All right. Thanks for doing this, Josh.
Thank you so very much. Josh, really appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me.
All right,
thank you.
Bay Family.
Josh from Bay Family Restaurant. It is one of the greatest places.
Wow.
I mean, when it's draft time, we want people to know that come here to, these are the old school 70 year type places. We appreciate them like you can't believe. Beckett Kay.
Okay.
Come on in here. We got to talk.
I'm back.
Tell us more now about your career goals.
Well, I don't really have.
What do you want to be when you're all grown up?
I don't really know because, like, I don't have that thought in my mind yet. I'm kind of just worrying about being a kid before I have to. Like, I kind of want to be a podcaster, but then again, I feel like I can start my own business or a charity fundraiser. I really don't know because, like, every single, like, when I was 4, this just shows how often I change it. When I was 4, I wanted to be a mailman.
Okay.
But now, No.
Jeff Nordgai and I are looking at opening a bar together. Want to be a partner with us?
Stay away.
All right.
He's 10.
If it serves alcohol. Hey. If it serves alcohol, I pass.
Okay. We're not serving. It's going to be a dry bar.
Right? This is awesome. Our musician just showed up.
Oh, excellent.
Hey, so, okay, I want to just go through a couple things because we got you on here, and I know you got to get going, too. But
you have to go to school yet?
No. We don't have school. Right. Oh, nice. Doesn't.
Why don't you have school today?
Because of the draft. So, like, we started early because of the draft. We had to end a little early. So then, but, like, the days did not match up, so they took some days and made them.
Oh, wow.
No school days.
I did not know that. Okay.
Tell us, nice. I know you got a little bit of a relationship going with A.J. Dillon, who is a great, great community person, does a lot for just a lot of charities, you know, Boys and Girls Club, obviously the Children's Museum. So what are you working with him on this? Tell me about this Pickleball Kingdom. Do you know anything about it?
Yeah. Oh, I thought I was going to burp once. Okay. So it's basically this kids tournament. We are brainstorming a little bit. We're going to make like a theme. And you're in teams of two, and you just play pickleball. We had a little meeting, I think, a week or two ago. Right.
That's awesome.
So when is it? Where is it?
May 16th.
May 16th at Pickleball Kingdom in Appleton. You guys should go check out the event and also Pickleball Kingdom. It's a great place to practice.
Okay,
and also, great. Some selected Fridays in Appleton Grit 365. It is a very nice pickleball place. It is a basketball court, but they put up pickleball nets. So if you want to practice basketball too, Grit 365. I know some women's UWGB players practice there.
Yep. We've had people on here talking about that.
And we had the great pickleball place in Oshkosh.
Yep. You know, they do that. I was watching some people play that at the Croc the other day. Yeah. They put a big curtain over the basketball court and have a pickleball thing there. Yeah. They go at it pretty good. I mean, it's a little bit more something than you would think.
I know.
I like, and also, there's another place that just opened in Green Bay. Mark Tauscher was there. Pro was there.
Right.
The Pickler.
Yes.
That place is very nice. But I do like, kind of, I like playing on basketball courts, playing pickleball on basketball courts where it sells, like, the court. Because sometimes my serves are a little wacky. So one time a couple times it hit the backboard of the basketball hoop and it went onto the other side and we counted it. So I like from now on I like playing on
We got to do that. When I have surgery on my Achilles and they get that repaired or transplant or whatever they need to do for me.
27. Yeah.
But you and I are going to play. I'm going to kick your butt. I can't believe. Yep. Okay. I'm gonna destroy you on that pickleball.
Well, but there might be a problem though.
What?
We might have to see if Jim can see over the net.
Oh wow! All right.
Well, we're wrapping it up. Thanks for coming in, Beck. Yeah, okay. Make fun of the host.
All right. Okay. Hey, so tell us again about your chance to this whole San Diego thing.
Again?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm 1 in 20 people from all over the world.
1 in 20.
Yeah, but 1 in 10 acts. Okay. And I'm like the only one doing podcasting. I'm the youngest one.
But there were thousands that applied, right?
Yeah. No one applied. They were just picked.
Okay.
So I'm going to represent the Green Bay community well, hopefully.
Awesome.
I'm going to try not to get a suntan. I like my dead white skin, like white.
Yeah.
Like the color of the sign.
Are you Irish? You look Irish. You look Irish. Oh. You're wearing a Fighting Irish shirt underneath.
I want to go to Notre Dame.
You want to go to Notre Dame?
Yeah.
So did I.
My grandpa said that if I get in, he'll pay for it, so.
Wow, nice.
I'm not going to let him down.
And that was my dream, too, when I was a kid. Well, listen, congratulations. Where can people find your podcasts?
If you happen to meet me at any event, I have business cards on the back as a QR code on my website. Or you can look up upnextwithbex.com. Or on Facebook or Instagram, you can see some vlogs.
Okay.
But then I have one more thing to say.
Go ahead.
My classic joke.
Go ahead. Do it.
It's kind of like, not like a joke where you guys have to respond, but it was a rush last minute joke.
Okay.
I mean, Cowboys fans, it was a rough season. You guys did not do the best. At least you still have Luka. Oh, wait. Never mind. Actually, fun fact.
I get that, but Jim wouldn't get that.
Nice.
Go ahead.
Like, fun fact, the Mavericks actually went up to the Bucks first and said, like, Luka for Giannis, and they didn't accept. But, like, that's stupid because Giannis is 31 and Lucas is Luka.
25?
Yes, 25. And, like, it's just, it's like, so, like, it was kind of stupid on the Mavericks part for offering for a 31-year-old, and then they did the same exact thing with Anthony Davis, and Anthony
Davis 31.
Is not as good.
Yeah,
it's like, are they obsessed with 31-year-olds? I swear, their combined age, I think it's like 400.
I agree, 31 like, versus 25. That's six more years you got a guy. I'm with you on that. I think it was a great trade for the Lakers.
Yeah, but because now, did you see who went to Golden State?
Who? No.
Jimmy Butler.
Oh, he did. They did pull that trade off finally, huh?
Yeah, Chris Middleton went to Washington.
Yeah, I know that.
Zach LaVine. Yeah. Went to San Antonio.
Butler is such a head case, though. It's incredible. Yeah. So, it'll be interesting.
I predicted that they were going to do a three-way deal with Heat, Blazers, and the Kings, and I thought he would either go... I thought he would go to the Kings. But.
Yeah, I know. But I hate losing Middleton, but that's the way it is. Well, all right, Beckett, Kate, thank you for being here, my friend. And best of luck. You got to keep us informed on what's going on.
Going
and
on.
Congratulations last night racing. How much was it again?
$482,000.
That's mind-boggling. How good of an auctioneer is Bill Jarts? Isn't he incredible?
You know, he hypnotized some people with pens. I'm not even kidding.
Okay.
He had autographed baseball cards, and he had pens that said woohoo on it. So he said that these blue pens were worth $10,000. So if they got to the $10,000 mark, the person would get a blue pen.
He's amazing. Did he bring out the kisses when he tells the woman, hey, I'll give you a kiss if... You raise the bet, and then he pulls out a Hershey's Kiss from his pocket. Do you do that one?
He's a great master.
We're a dynamic duo. Yeah. I hope that we can do that again next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
They actually planned the date already.
Really?
February 19th.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
2026.
Great having you here, Beckett K. Continued success, my friend.
All right.
Quick prediction on the Super Bowl. Quick one?
Sadly.
So,
35-31 Chiefs. Yeah. But if there was no refs, 35-31
Eagles.
He's
a conspiracy guy. There's not even a question.
All right.
Thank you, Beckett. When we come back, Ashley, I believe, is here from Heights Pub and Parlor. We got Tony Fritz, an incredible entertainer. She's going to be joining us. Lots more going on. Mino and the mayor. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Home for the Todd Allball Show. Allball Show. Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back, Mino the Mayor. Special thanks to Evan Beckett K here, Shorts on Sports. What a future that young man has. What a future this young man has going into business with me, potentially.
Stay away.
What? Ashley, we shouldn't talk. This could be competition for you guys at the Heights. Oh, Norgie, boy. You there? Norgie.
Oh, yeah, I will get him in just a moment.
Okay, go ahead.
He hung up.
We're here with Ashley.
Good idea, Jeff.
Look at this. My water's like completely frozen. So, how are you doing, Ashley, from the Heights Pub and Parlor? How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you? I'm so excited. You know why?
Why?
I'm coming to your place for lunch today.
I know.
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Got this lady, phenomenal lady. It's about her uncle who was killed in Vietnam, and we're trading things with guys that I know that were exact same place he was with.
Okay.
But she said, pick a place. And yes. I said, I know the place.
That's awesome. Well, it's Friday, so we've got fish. You can do...
your perch or your beer battered walleye. And then tonight we've got the pan fried walleye available. And next week, we kind of have some big news. We are starting some daily specials.
Okay.
So on Mondays, we will have half off appetizers.
Fun.
On Tuesdays, it'll be Tito's Captain and Jack Doubles for $6.
Which day?
Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay. What that's time your you start? Day.
Write that down.
What time?
All day.
You deliver.
Wednesdays, 11 o'clock. It's Whistlin' Wine Wednesday, so you can get 20% off a bourbon pour or a glass or bottle of wine.
Okay, hang on. I hate to crush your dreams, nope, but fine. We're talking about some competition that's going to be kind of tough for you guys. Okay. Mino and Norgard's Pub. Norgi!
What's going on? You guys missed me already, huh?
Yeah, already. It was so much fun having you on yesterday.
Thanks. It was fun.
Yeah, that was fun, but it's kind of spiraling down, so I'm going to try and save you today, but Johnny's got this like crazy idea. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Pub 33.
Yep. Okay. All right. Let's talk about it. I'm in. Yes, let's go.
I'm in. Ashley is here from Heights Pub and Parlor. I know it's going to be a big competition for them, but we'll be in a different part of town. Ashley, give us some advice. Jeff and I going into the bar business together. This is Jeff Norgard.
Well, I'll give you some advice, Johnny. I didn't ask you. I'm a successful business person. Yeah, here's my advice.
Right.
Don't.
Yeah. I think you might drink your
Give him the bell,
it,
but... Ashley. Give him the bell. Norgi, we can make this big.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mino. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I've got a plan. I've got a plan. I don't have the money or the experience.
That's why I'm here.
I'm quite good at the other side, you know, like on the other side of it.
Yeah. The marketing.
Choosing the beers to drink and then drinking them.
That too, yes.
Drinking them.
Norgi, you and I would be phenomenal business partners.
And I'm going to start, you know, guys, go ahead and do it, because I'm going to start a business on the over-under. Whole lot of money on 5 months.
I'm in, Jim.
Wow. Okay.
That's our marketing plan.
Yeah. Wow.
And at least ours is in writing. Yours isn't.
So, Norgi, you got you, you got me. What more do we need now?
Some good bartenders.
Okay.
Alexis is in. My wife's in.
Excellent.
Oh, there you go.
Excellent. All right. So, you, me, and Alexis so far. This is good.
Okay. The money.
Okay, we're going to work on that. We're going to work on that.
Okay, we'll get you on when you get the money, so I don't know what you're doing in 2029, but...
No, we're going to work on... So that's why I'm putting this out there right now, Jeff. We are going to entertain potential investors who would like to be a part. We'll run an interview process on who we'll allow to be our investors.
So far away. Norgi, you with me? Happening.
All right, let's go. Let's make it happen.
All right. Back to reality. You're going to come as a celebrity server to the new community shelter and serve a meal. You committed to that yesterday, and I think that is so. I've been telling people, and thank you for doing that. And that's got a lot more legs than this.
No, it doesn't. I'm telling you. We get some of the people from his homeless shelter to work for us, Norgi.
They don't know. That is a trigger.
They don't know why.
And you are a trigger.
Yeah,
you
I am a trigger. How am I a trigger?
You wouldn't be able to stop them.
Oh, my God.
You would be like, John, that will not happen.
Oh, my God. Anyway. Tony's going to perform live for us.
We're excited to
have
her
Friday night. She's going to be joining us.
She's great.
Wow. Well, Norgi, I just want to throw that out there publicly. I am all in on Pub 33.
Okay. All right. I like it. It was going to be called Norgi's 33 Tap Room, but now if you're, we might need to pull Norgi off the top. You're saying
I didn't want to say that. It happened to me. It happened to me, Jeff. I mean, this show was Mino and the Mayor till you know, and then
it was the Mayor and Mino, and then it.
It was Mayor and Mino. And he switched it. And he gets it alphabetical.
He corporate changed it on us.
Yeah, right. I get the business cards show up. I'm like, hey, I thought it was the Mayor and Mino.
Scandals in office. Norgi, great talking to my brother. We're in. We'll talk more. Pub 33 will be a reality. Jeff Norgard, John Mino, and some people with money.
Sounds good. I love it, guys. Okay.
Thanks, Norgi. Take care, bud. You too. See you. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
How are you? What else is going on at the Heights?
Okay, so you know I told you, like, we have some daily specials. So Monday was a half-off appetizers. Tuesday was the Tito's Captain and Jack Doubles for $6.
Yes.
Wednesday is Whistle and Wine Wednesday. So that's 20% off bourbon pour or a glass or bottle of wine.
Nice.
And then Thursdays, we have $5 seltzers.
This is big time.
Yeah.
This is all cool stuff. Give it to us one more time. You got 2 minutes. Give it the entire, what you got going on at Heights Pub and Parlor located at 227 North Washington Street.
All right. So next week, starting on Monday, we will have some daily specials. We've got half off appetizers on Monday. Tuesdays, Tito, Captain, and Jack doubles for $6. Wednesday is Whistle and Wine Wednesday, 20% off a bourbon pour or bottle or glass of wine. And Thursday is $5 seltzers.
Nice. Right.
And you got fish on Fridays?
Fish on Fridays. And next week it's Valentine's Day. So right. We'll have some nice Valentine's Day drinks starting on Monday as well.
All right.
And you've got the friendliest wait staff in the world.
We do.
You simply do.
We do.
And they brought back wings.
Oh, yes, you got the wings
working.
We've
got some boneless wings on the appetizer menu and mozzarella sticks.
Nice.
Did you bring back the garlic?
Don't. Remember we're not supposed
Remember
to talk
Johnny
about that.
Remember Johnny and I went out
he
after?
He smelled so bad when he was sweating that night after the garlic. We're
still on the fries.
Okay.
Wow, that is good.
This guy sweats. Like nobody's business.
I you thought can't it was you.
No, it was him.
It's not.
It was
so
him.
We got to go to break.
It was him. Tony
this
even
is gonna
said
be fun
that.
Next. Okay.
Tony even said he smells when he sweats.
Tony who?
Oh, yeah, Tony who? Wow. We got to go.
This
back
Tony
right
wouldn't
after
say
this.
That.
Live music.
Now, Mino and the Mayor's laughter at 21 after.
We just handled our problems in the house. We didn't broadcast our problems. My father was like, shh, don't tell nobody what's going on in here, okay? Even within our family, there was like secrets. No one said anything. My grandfather had polio. He had one leg significantly shorter than the other leg. Nobody said nothing. Nobody mentioned he had a disease. My whole childhood, I was just like, okay, that's the way men from Sicily walked. I asked my father one day, I said, what's wrong with grandpa? What do you mean, what's wrong? Why would you say that about your grandfather? What's wrong? What do you mean, what's wrong with him? I don't know, he's got a 2x4 nailed to his heel. I never seen a shoe like that. Nobody's saying anything about the man's shoes.
The one and only Sebastian Maniscalco is bringing his Laugh Out Loud comedy to the Rush Center Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. Call or text in now for your chance to win. 920-264-0606. That's 920-264-0606. Or text in on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor's Laughter at 21 After on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor coming your way here on WGBW. Am I on? Am I on? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have my headphones turned up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, all right.
That's right. I just can't hear myself. But you can hear me okay, right? Okay. Got Tony Fritz here. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
I didn't know you and the mayor go so far back.
Yeah, she's awesome.
But Ashley forgot to say something, so yes. Brian's going to be mad at her if she doesn't get in her entire thing.
So I forgot to mention that we support our veterans. So we have our veterans daily discount. So if you show proof of your service, you can receive 20% off your meal every day.
Wow.
Any day. So
that is cool.
I did not know
at
that.
The
yes.
Height.
Yep, at the height.
Wow.
Okay. So,
which is where you're going to be performing.
Yeah, I'll be there March 8th.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Nice.
Yes.
Fun place.
So our Friday music series, we bring in the best, and we continue that with Tony Fritz. Tony and I know each other. You're just very community-minded. You played a lot at neighborhood parties, and you've expanded that now.
I play everything. funerals. Like we were talking about.
I've never heard of an entertainer at a funeral. Have you?
Yeah, I have not.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, and I do a lot of funerals. I actually like that because I you know, put compassion in how the family's going to feel, and I work with them with the songs. And
you've also done gravesites.
Yep, I go to the gravesite, do Somewhere Over the Rainbow, the Irish Blessing, all kinds of
stuff. That's great.
Yeah.
That's so
Amazing
special.
Grace? Yeah.
Amazing Grace.
I want that at my funeral.
I know.
I want a bagpipe guy and you singing Amazing Grace at the graveyard.
I will do it.
Will you do that?
Yep. I already have people already put me down. They want.
I might do that. It's probably going to be within 2 years.
Okay. No, right it is
not. Oh, yeah.
Get the money up front.
Trust me. Yeah.
But oh, he's got a boot on, so I mean.
You want me to give you a little $20 just to hold the spot?
So, and Tony, I sing for weddings, too.
Right.
And clubs. And
In the pretty much Green Bay area.
Yep.
You've been doing this for a little while.
Yeah, and 47 years.
Come on.
Yeah. You're not even that.
Because I was in, well.
You look 47 years old.
I started at 18.
No, you don't look 47. You look 37.
I'm not 62.
Trying to... Wow.
Really? I started at 18.
Are you Irish?
Bands. No.
Because you got kind of like reddish hair. Irish people don't age. They like get, the, they just all look the same. No
oh, that's
what.
Me.
Yeah. Are you Irish?
No,
are you
I'm a little bit.
But something about Irish people don't age. They get their one look and they stay there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway, wears mom jeans sometimes.
Yeah, I've been in bands since I was 18. And
where'd you go to school and everything?
Yeah. Rhinelander High School.
I'm a whole day. Yeah,
graduated in 1980. Yep.
You want to see my memory from Rhinelander?
What?
How are we going to see it?
Yeah. Oh.
My broken finger.
Oh, how'd you do that?
Hodag softball tournament.
Oh, sure.
Remember the Hodag softball tournament? Yeah. The fast pitch softball tournament?
My uncles were in it and my dad.
Who did they play for?
I don't remember.
We got beat by Rhinelander Pabst. Were they playing against
Blue Ribbon?
This happened against Rhinelander Pabst.
It was.
This was against Rhinelander Pabst. We went 14 innings. I was a catcher. I broke my finger in like the sixth inning,
and it never healed
because I played the whole game. Rhinelander Pabst.
Yeah, my uncle Bob, they called him Rapper, and my dad was
Wow.
Pal. Yeah.
Okay, besides
you might have been
Tony.
At that game. You might have been there.
All right.
They harassed me behind the backstop of your camera.
They
are mean people in Rhinelander.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Tell me about the music. Rhinelander, not a ton of music comes out of Rhinelander. I mean, what was, you had inspiration from a teacher or your dad?
Oh, yeah, the teacher.
Tell me about it.
So I've always sang. I started piano at 5, and I just always enjoyed, you know, music. And then I started with plays. I was in choir and plays, and I did the honors choir, and I got a scholarship for GB and went to GB.
Wow.
So for music, yeah. And then... and then I started the bands, and High Flyer 2 was my first one, and then I did Fun with Adams, and then Eclipse Wedding Band for
I remember that name, time. Fun with Adams.
Yep.
The I
guys
remember
are,
that.
The guys are still doing it.
Okay.
So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so, and then Rain and Cold Fire, and now Putting on the Fritz.
Wow. So, this Putting on the
Fritz. Tony Fritz.
Do you... write music? You?
I do write some music.
Tell me how that, your inspiration and what you like.
I don't play a lot of it out.
No.
I can play anything. Like, I can just all of a sudden write the melody, but the words are real hard for me, you know, because someone's already said it.
I can write for you.
Well, good. I need
some lyrics. I've wanted to be a songwriter for so long.
Yeah.
And it's just under the surface here. I think it's waiting to come out. What?
I don't mean to be rude and look at my watch.
No,
but
I get it.
I'm
waiting for you.
Yeah.
I could be a singer. I mean, not a singer. I could be a writer.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
I know.
Yeah.
Putting on the Fritz. That's a cool name.
Yeah. Thanks. One of my friends thought of it, and I thought it's catchy.
And Putting on the Fritz was like the thing. We're coming back to the Roaring Twenties. Our new
but
president.
But it's not
calls
like that. I play a variety. I do pop, rock, blues. Jazz, blue, you know, I do all kinds of
let's
stuff.
Talk about, you know, it's a competitive business, but on the other hand, it's so unique that it's not that competitive. You know what I mean? Like, people like to go to the Heights and listen to things. They like to go to Chef Fusions and listen to music. Yep. And
I like to keep my set list up, too. I'm always learning new songs.
Right,
and
right.
I play a variety of everything.
But I want to talk about these celebrations of life. Like the after the funeral, you know, I mean... It's changing a little bit. There are more celebrations than this somber thing.
Yep.
And, so you do that as well?
Yep. Yeah. Sometimes they want me to play, you know, just variety of things.
Right.
Because it's a happy time sometimes for people.
It can be. And it should be. It should be for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, that's cool. And then I want to know about your inspiration then. This is hard to stay at it. And you've, I mean,
It's in my blood.
Okay, good.
If I don't play, I get really sad, you know.
That's cool.
And I have a full-time job, too, but I like to do this, too, so.
What'd you think about my dental experience yesterday?
What?
Or was locked out of my dentist's office?
Oh, that, yes.
Yeah. You heard it coming in, right? And you work for a dental company. Never,
yeah.
And they even started about my Achilles. Did I even tell you about my Achilles?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And he scolded this lady this morning who said one thing about herself. He goes, hey, it's back to me. So they, it's.
Wow. Well, we want to get you to play real quick. Can we do that? Do it before we send it to a break.
Tony Fritz, and then we're going to get into your, we got your phone number, your website.
Putting on the Fritz.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that term. I mean, I love that.
That is very cool.
Putting on the Fritz. I like that. We could have her perform at Norgie's.
Putting on the Fritz with Tony Fritz.
What do you think? Are you going to work for us?
Well,
like on your nights off, will you come bartend for us?
No, I have quite a contract at Heights Pub and Parlor.
Right. I know, okay, but
Tony, go ahead.
I'm saying we could, you know, farm you out a little bit.
No? The sooner the better.
Tony Fritz.
Abracadabra, I don't think it's on. You make me hot, you make me sigh. You make me laugh, you make me cry. Keep me burning for your love with the touch of a velvet glove. Abracadabra, I wanna reach out and grab you. Unchain my heart. Baby, let me be. I don't think it's time. Unchain my heart.
So
you don't care about me. You got me sort of like a pillowcase. When you let my love go to waste, unchain my heart. Set me free. I'm under your spell, like a man in a trance. But you know damn well that I don't stand a chance. Unchain my heart, let me go my way. Unchain my heart, you worry me night and day. Unchain my heart, set me free. I lead you through a life of misery. When you don't care a bag of beans for me, unchain my heart. Please set me free.
Great, Tony.
I like it's when you get awesome. Real gravelly.
Yeah, you got an awesome voice.
Come back over here.
Don't you,
Tony Fritz?
Kind of want to get a drink in your hand.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is pretty good.
That is cocktail lounge
it
music.
Is. That is,
and I mean that in the best way possible.
Me too. As do I. A high end cocktail lounge.
Yeah, that.
Oh, good. I couldn't tell if the mic was on.
We could hear it very well in
yes.
here.
Yes. Okay. You're pretty comfortable up there.
Yeah.
Kind of tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got into it in a hurry. I mean, like flipped the switch.
I don't have so much time.
You went from like cleaning somebody's teeth to just this rock singer.
I don't do that. I'm the receptionist.
She went so fast I wasn't. Ready, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning. You're,
that was great.
You like what you do.
Oh, yeah, I love it. And I used to teach piano and voice lessons, too.
I'm going to pay you to speak into your microphone.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You of all people, you know, speaking into your microphone. Yeah, I think you guys would be pros at that.
Okay. But you, I mean, eat Jim the mic, you But see. Jim was talking about that, though, too. And we love getting local entertainers on. And the Heights, which sponsors this whole segment. That's why they sponsor this segment, is for us to bring people like you on and let people know about the great local music we have and the talent.
And I've been doing it a long time. I'm willing to collaborate with people too. You know, it's fun.
What's your favorite type?
I like rock, but I like also like The Way You Feel Tonight and At Last, some of that stuff. I like blues. I'm really getting into
blues. I can see that with you got into the blues.
Yeah.
Who would be your, I'm thinking Bonnie Raitt or somebody
like
that.
Well, I used to do a lot of Pat Benatar.
Oh,
I love Pat Benatar.
Fantastic.
Yeah, used to do a lot
of. How can you not like Pat Benatar, huh?
For people who are, how do we get a hold of you? And you book, you play a variety of things, but let me just tell us a few. I mean, really, your venues from gravesides to you know, concert hall.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff, yep. So you can go to Facebook. It's, Facebook @ Tony Fritz Music.
That's
easy. Then I'm on YouTube, so youtube.com @ Tony Fritz
1625. I saw some of your stuff on YouTube.
It's fantastic. Oh, thanks. And then I'm also on, I said Facebook, so... You can email me.
Give out your number just in case people aren't into that high tech stuff. Your number is 920-360-3551. Yes. And this is Tony Fritz, you know, putting on the Fritz.
Yeah.
You're a great entertainer. I mean, there's energy in this room
if you're
right
doing
here.
That at 8 o'clock in the morning in this room, or you throw it in, I can't imagine you're going to be like at the Heights on March. Yeah, is that March 8th?
March 8th. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
And people seem to really like that, you know, and I do all kinds of parties and stuff too.
Yeah.
So. I don't know if we have
and you're
time
one man
for
band.
One more.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, we're
because I use a drum pedal. You know, usually guitar pedals.
We had that guy in here last week.
Yeah, he was
never
good.
Well, usually guitar
before.
Players have it on their foot, but I put it down, you know, right by my table here, so I can just push it to do rolls and stuff.
Oh,
so,
awesome! Cool. All right, Tony,
you're gonna come right back.
Okay.
Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Mine and the Mayor back right after this.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Great. That's awesome. That's great. I mean, just.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WGBW.
Is that unbelievable? Is that unbelievable?
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, bright blessed day, dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of a rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the places of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you?
We love you. Come on back in.
We
can talk to you a little bit more.
That is, you've got a classic voice.
You know what?
I mean, you sound like classically trained.
I am. Are you? Well, yeah, because I had voice teachers. And, and I've taught
But
voice,
your so. Music, I want to say, it puts you in a good mood. Like, I really see myself sitting in a lounge with
absolutely.
A cup and listening to you, not talking.
Yeah.
But then after, you know, the applause and, you know, just...
I see like a dark room, some blue lights. cigarettes, but there wouldn't be. But,
me too.
But the little lights on the tables.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The crowd. So if there, you know, some people that want to hear all that rock, you know, you know, play
different
things.
Too loud. You can. Fun. It's easy to listen to. Yeah. It's easy. Yeah.
But there's times when your voice goes to a place where it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that? What's that from?
I love to sing all styles. So.
But I mean, what style was it? There's a voice you use that you had there.
I don't know.
Like,
it's mine.
What type of music would you pull that out for?
Well, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, just different parties. And, you know, I even play it. People like to hear it. You know, younger kids, they like to hear that, too. I mean, I do all kinds of stuff. So
that's great.
I think it's great you're sharing that talent, too. And tell me a little bit more about the writing. You could do the music. I mean, you said you can sit down.
Yeah,
and
all of a sudden, just melodies come out.
But then
me.
Will you write the lyrics or do you farm it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you do write your own music.
Yep. Yeah, and sometimes I record it because I've been starting to record it because all of a sudden you go to play again and you're like, oh, dang it.
Right.
I don't know what I did, you know?
Yeah.
Because it just comes out. But
and then when you were a little kid, you played the piano at home.
Yep. And I took lessons,
But your parents had a piano in your house.
Yep.
Which is very cool.
Yep.
But a lot of us took piano lessons and played instruments, but never pursued it.
Well, that's the thing. You got to have it in your heart, I think, you know?
Was it you? Was it somebody that said, hey, look, Tony, you got a lot of talent. And they said that to me, but I just moved on.
Mrs. Peterson, she was in. She was my teacher
in
seventh and eighth grade, and she recognized it, and she had me. I even was in plays in high school because when I was eighth grade.
You're that artsy person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 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 So,
but you have to have that.
I'm shy a little bit, but not on stage.
We talked about that all the time. There's always a teacher. Always. We had the Golden Apple people on yesterday.
Yes, it really?
And
I
it's
always
like there's that person.
Yeah. She really instilled that.
Because you're not going to get that at home. No disrespect to mom and dad, but you know.
Yeah.
And if your parents say, boy, you're really good, well, that's their job is to say
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
The teacher has, 30 kids, and when they pick you out, you kind of know they're probably right.
Yeah, and I was in honors choir and stuff, so, you know.
So was I.
I was in the Roncalli Singers.
What
he
are you
wasn't.
Laughing
I was.
At, Tony?
I was
in... You don't know that.
I know.
Okay, have you ever heard me sing?
Yeah.
I'm not bad,
right?
Don't do
great.
It. This, is Thank a, this you. Has been a great show, so, okay. Well,
March
nice 8th,
I'm going to be at the Heights with you.
Oh,
God. Good.
I'm going to do some
Sinatra. I'm going to be at Waters Sports Club for Valentine's Day, too.
Oh, nice.
Fun.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Okay. The one in Swamico.
We need you to get on the keyboard again. Give
we
us
appreciate you coming in.
Oh,
can you play another song?
We're closing out the week with Toni Fritz, putting on the Fritz. She is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. You want to hire somebody, this is the person you want to hire.
Vocalist, musician, and again, her number, just phone number.
920-360-3551. She's awesome. Toni Fritz, putting on the Fritz.
We were good. We were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. This is Miley. We were right till we were built a home and watched it burn. Ooh, I didn't want to leave you. I didn't want to fight. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand. Talk to myself for hours. Say things we don't understand. I can take myself dancing. Well, I can hold my own hand. Well, I can love me better than you can. Can love me better. Oh, can love me better, babe. Can love me better. Oh, can love me better. Paint my nails cherry red. Match the roses that you left. No remorse, no regret. I forgive every word you said. Ooh, I didn't want to leave you. I didn't want to fight. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand. Talk to myself for hours. Say things you don't understand. I can make myself dancing. Well, I can hold my own hand. Well, I can love me better than. Well, I can love me better than you can.
Toni Fritz, ladies and gentlemen, putting on the Fritz. Outstanding.
Thank you so much
Hire
for having
her
me.
March 8th, Heights Pub and Parlor. Heights
Thanks
Pub and Parlor,
so
thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You're the best. Have a great week, everybody. Go Eagles.
the national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.